This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much, truly, thank you so much for tuning in, joining in, being part of, and I really appreciate the time that you're hanging out with us. I appreciate the time that you're being part of the solution. That's really the big part. I want you part of the solution. You know, it's if it's just me and Tammy, it's very lonely. But the other thing is that we need to inform, we need to encourage each other, we need to help each other. Just like a few minutes ago when I was talking about, you know, helping out Sharon Angle. If you believe she's the right person for the job, then you need to help out. Again, I know, you know, she needs 3,000 people, $20 a piece, and that will put her over the top. But maybe some of you don't have that kind of money. $10, $5. You know, it costs money to do the transaction. She's right. So, you know, just take that into consideration. But even so, again, $5 here, $5 there, it's a big deal. You were talking to somebody who's run for office before. I'm telling you, it's a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaging with us. And, ow, the Texas shooter. And Sharon, during one of the breaks, brought up a good point that I am 100% on board. We need to stop calling him a shooter. And the reason we need to stop calling him a shooter is shooting is a sport. Right? I mean, you go out, you do shoot. Shooting is a sport. This young animal is a killer. It's really that simple. And to show you how cold-blooded he was, cold-blooded in the sense of why, what he did, what he had in mind, as the details emerge, and you know, I usually don't jump all over, and I really, for all intents and purposes, I'm not jumping all over anything now. And I don't get deep into it. It's, details come out on a regular basis. And I always say the same thing. You never hear anything the day it actually happens. But within a few days, you're going to start hearing about how, we knew it. He was off. He was this. He went 060 this. He went you're going to start hearing the story come together as to where he was. And I told you that they found diaries of his. And the diaries talked about how he was going to do this. How he couldn't wait to be a killer, basically. But as details are emerging, right? They're talking about the Santa Fe High School shooting suspect. He's admitted to opening fire on these, and he told authorities that he avoided shooting certain students. The reason he avoided shooting them is because he wanted them to be able to tell his story. So there's a lot more to this than we even know. The young animal surrendered to authorities after coming out of an art classroom at the school, according to the documents that were released. He was brought to the Santa Fe Police Department, where he was advised and later waived his Miranda warning. The suspect was interviewed, during which he admitted to shooting multiple people inside the high school with the intent of killing people. His whole intent was killing people, he said. He also reportedly told authorities he didn't shoot students he liked so he could have his story told. Which is why we're going to stop using his name and we'll start calling him the Texas Killer. The Texas Killer said that he wore a trench coat and carried a Remington 870 shotgun and a 38 caliber pistol. Hours after the deadly shooting that left 10 people dead, hundreds of mourners gathered in honor of the victims. Among those in attendance were Dr. Lee Wall, superintendent of Santa Fe Independent School District, and Senator Ted Cruz. Now, here's something that you're not going to hear a whole bunch of. They had what they refer to as resource officers on site. That's three uniformed, one uniformed police officer for every 1,000 kids, I think it was. And so they had three uniformed officers there. And some of you loons on the left have already heard say, well, see what good it did? Well, you know what? How about we look at it the other way? If there was nobody there to stop him, to shoot at him as well, how many more would he have taken out? Would there have been 30? 35, 40? 45, 50? How many would have he have taken out? See, no community, no parent should have to go through this. I get it. Some of those kids said they were even concerned. They were worried that someday it would happen at their school. I would imagine most kids in most high schools are running around thinking it could happen there. But you know that level, that fear level goes down exponentially when uniformed armed police officers are on campus. The ones that a lot of those on the left are saying, no, we shouldn't do. And if you don't believe me, you think I'm just making it up as I go, check out the L.A. County supervisors. If you check out what the L.A. County supervisors were ready to vote on, they were ready to vote on taking resource officers off every campus, not allowing them to be armed and or in uniform. They got such an outcry from the schools and parents that they decided they might be a hot topic to carry in an election year. So they backed away from it. Not necessarily because they thought it was the right thing to do, but they backed away from it because it was politically incorrect or it was political hot button. He also talked about his own experiences with challenges in life, speaking about the accident that caused, put him in a wheelchair. We're talking about the governor of Texas. He says, I know the anguish so many families are facing today, Abbott said, what allowed me to rise up from having my life broken in half is the very same thing that will repair and restore fractured families today. Cruz took to the podium telling the crowd that all of Texas is grieving. I'll read more about this. You got to put this in perspective, people. This is not guns. This is evil. And evil that we allow to permeate on a daily basis. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay Heating Pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moltenhau, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, head up to my website, realside.com, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Really, there's a lot going on up there, a lot that you can be part of and enjoy and what have you. The I'm giving away the flag again. Okay, the beautiful flags. The flags are made by Grace Alley. And you can check them out at GraceAlley.com. Okay, if you don't win a flag, you want to check them out at GraceAlley.com. Look, don't buy one of those Chinese printed, but nothing against the Chinese people, but you know what? Buy an American flag made by an American with American quality. Right? Don't buy one of those printed Chinese flags where they take a piece of material, they just cut it out, then they silk screen it on there. This flag is embroidered. All right? The stars are embroidered. The material is cut for the stripes, and then it's sewed together, stitched together, what have you. So I want what I want you to do is, you're going to get the slide. You're going to love it. So the 30th email that I get, 30th email that I get, you get the flag for free. Yeah, it's almost like Obamacare was meant to be, right? Totally for free. Anyway, although I will send it for free. I won't charge you for postage or anything. So you want the flag? 30th email I get, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Really, seriously, try for this. Do something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the Texas killer. Sharon brought up a good point. I'm not going to call him a shooter anymore. Let's call him a killer. Ted Cruz was speaking today along with the governor of Texas. And, you know, there's not much you're going to say that's going to put people at ease in the middle of all this. It really isn't. Ted said that none of us know why there's evil in the world. Well, it's not totally true. But this community has seen it. It's seen the face of unmitigated evil. Seen the face of hatred. But let me encourage you, in spite of that evil, the community has also seen strength. The community has also seen love. The community has also seen courage. All schools in Santa Fe Independent School District will be closed on Monday and Tuesday. I mean, these kids are going to... It's going to take a while for these kids to come back. To feel safe there again. You know, if I was in that area... I'd make sure there was a lot, and I mean a lot, of police presence in the area. And some of you that are on the left that are already saying, you know, things like, oh, you know, look at that, the armed guards didn't help. You know, really, do we always have to be naysayers? Do we always have to find that crack? Because ultimately, the reality is without the armed guards that were there, how many more would have been killed? I said this earlier, but I want to harp on this. The fact that 10 were killed and 10 are in the hospital in serious condition is bad enough. Would you rather have had 20, 30, 40 killed? I don't know how much ammunition he had. I don't know how far he was willing to go. I mean, his goal was to commit suicide at the end of all this. That was the reason why he didn't kill those close to him, his friends or people he knew. Because he wanted them to be able to tell his story. I hope nobody tells this story. I hope he fades away to a nothing, simply known as the Texas killer, school killer, whatever. Just, again, I don't even know when to stop. You know, you want to talk about it just because you want to make sure that people understand how bad, how nasty, how terrible this was, but you don't want to talk about it so much that you give him a whole bunch of time. So we'll leave him for now. You know, some of you guys remember the years ago, the armored police vehicles. I know some of you, even on the right, very much against this. You say it militarizes the police. I had family members had family members who were policemen. But you know those armored vehicles, the armored police vehicles? I did not know this until today, but the factory is actually in Massachusetts, Western Massachusetts. And they're called Bearcats. You've seen them all over the place. SWAT teams use them in the police. You know, they're heavy. I mean, they're a big deal. Let's put it that way. And they're about $250,000 a piece, brand new. It takes about 4 or 5 weeks to build them. They go through everything. They go through floods, hurricanes, mudslide. Very, 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 very heavy. If you need to barricade protesters, it just works in so many ways. Now, police departments nationwide have been stocking up on these armored incident response vehicles because they were taking advantage of a federal program enacted back in the 90s, allowing law enforcement access to military-grade gear. Now, some of them are afraid that, oh, they get the military-grade gear, then they've got it on us. Well, look, they've got it on us already. Let's just start off there. That's number one. Number two is, I'm not taking anything away from police departments. I don't want to take anything away from the police that are out there protecting us for real. Not the phony ones there in Baltimore at the time. But if they're really going to put themselves in harm's way for us, why shouldn't we give them the same courtesies that we want to give our military people? Why shouldn't we give them, or wouldn't we want to give them the equipment that they need to be able to protect themselves and protect us from the craziness? You know, these guys are the criminals are much better armed. They have better equipment. It's got to be close to 30 years anyway. That in California, there was a massive bank robbery. And the two guys were wrapped in Kevlar. And they had fully automatic rifles, and they were just mowing down people, police, and everything else. Riddling cars. They had hundreds and hundreds of rounds with them. And the police actually had to go down to a local, and you probably wouldn't find one today, but they had to go down to a local gun shop to get the guns that they needed, to get the equipment that they needed to fight those guys off. Then they commandeered an armored car. So they could go in. I never knew this, but apparently the armored car has a hatch in the bottom of it, a way to escape out. And they were able to drive over the injured police and pull them up through the hatch to protect them. I mean, think about what's going on here, right? And then we wonder why some of these guys don't want to join them. They don't want to protect us. They're outmanned. They're outgunned. They're out equipment. But the program was suspended by President Obama. Well, you know, because you don't want the police to have too much power. You don't want the police to be able to defend themselves. You want to make sure that we can shoot six police officers in the middle of the street in Dallas, remember? Out in Texas. I mean, police killings were on the rise under Obama. Because they couldn't protect themselves to a big degree. Well, President Trump reinstated it last year. He signed an executive order just simply lifting the ban on military gear. And then this would send a strong message. I believe it sends a strong message to those real whacktoids out there that these guys have the equipment they need to stop you. I want them to have what they need. I know some of you don't agree with this. You sent me emails in the past and I've done these stories. But I want them to have what they need to protect themselves and therefore protect me. But there are some that are against this. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Silo, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look. A flag. You can have your own flag. Seriously. I'll send it to you for free. Won't cost you a nickel. 30th email that I get to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. If you download the Android app, the heck's that stupid thing called? The Android app, the Apple app. I know. They just make me crazy. The Apple app, you know, you can do it right from there. You could just click email Joe as many times as you want to until you got in there and you got the flag. 30th email I get gets the flag. It's an embroidered flag. It's not a printed flag. It's a well-made, high-quality, made in these U.S. of A's right here by American workers. You know, and I'm always screaming about keeping American workers working. This is one way to do it. Anyway, and listen, you can support me, too. Won't bother me at all. Head up to the website, realside.com. Click on Patreon. You can become a member of the Insiders team. You know, and really get involved and engaged in what's going on there. You have to go there to find out. I'm not telling you. We were talking about militarizing the police, and I may not be on the same page as some of you. I've got family members that were in police, that were policemen in law enforcement. And I'm okay with some of this. I mean, if they get out of hand, they go too far with it, then we do something about it. But, again, I'm okay with them protecting themselves. I've seen too many things happen. Way too many things happen. And the Bearcat, is, as it's called, man, it's a pretty mean-looking machine. It looks like it'll go through just about anything. But it was made to withstand just about anything. It was made to withstand, you know, hurricanes and floods and all kinds of stuff like that. To be able to protect people, protect police. And it's a pretty rugged looking thing. You just look it up yourself. You know, and they employ a bunch of people. And there's over 800 departments that have these things, police departments across the country that have these. They're mostly used for, you know, for riots and protests and that kind of stuff. Which I'm fine with. Look, I don't want these guys in harm's way when they're out there trying to protect us. When you saw those guys in Baltimore, they had nothing to protect them. They weren't given the equipment that they needed at first. Because remember, the mayor didn't want them fighting back. They wanted the people to be able to blow off steam, even if it was at the cops. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union, which is pretty much against everybody, They started an ad campaign called "The War Comes Home." They think that this is excessive militarization of the American policing. You know, I would love these guys. Seriously, we should force these people who are totally against this kind of thing. You need to do a ride-along with the police departments for a couple of weeks. I'm not joking. Remember when we had the quote-unquote rash of shootings being reported by, by reporters and commentators? The cops were moving too quickly. They were shooting too quick. So we did two things. What is it? You know, it prompted putting the body cameras on the cops. And now what do you see? A lot of times you'll see these things on Facebook and YouTube and other places where the dash camera. You okay? Gonna make it? the dash cam will take a picture of what's going on out there and how quickly cops get shot at and things happen and dragged by the car. And if it wasn't for those, nobody would believe what was going on. But when they took these reporters out, and they were simulated tests, but they were based on real cases. So when they took the reporters out for these, you know, to do these pullovers with the cops, they were surprised, and they even said it, they were surprised at how fast things went sideways. They were surprised at how fast things went down. So until you're out there, until you see what's going on, don't say that they're over-militarized. Militarized. Don't say that the equipment is too powerful, too big, too much for them. You need to be out there with them. You need to be the one being shot at. Maybe you'll feel a little different. Again, having family members that are in law enforcement, I want to protect them. I want them to come home to my cousins and friends and what have you. And now that it's grown and there are more police departments asking for the Bearcat, guess what's happened? The factory is expanding. It's needing more equipment, which means what? Needs more workers. And again, I say, I'm okay with all of that. I'm good with all of that. Okay, what else? What's another crazy story we can talk about?
Remind them about the flag.
I just did. What, do they have Alzheimer's?
They're just joining.
Hey. Well, they just joined. They're a little late. They don't deserve a prize if they're just joining. So, apparently politics is being shoved into, pushed into, melted into Armed Forces Day. Because this year, our servicemen and women deserve it. We're again marking Armed Forces Day. A day respected and thanked for those who served. The day first celebrated our service members in 1950. When separate Army, Navy, and Air Force days were combined together, which probably makes sense. You know, really, seriously, the military, I know you guys all kind of tweak among each other about who's better, what service is better, but you all got guts, you all got courage, you're all out there fighting for us. Now, the day should be an apolitical day. I mean, I've had military men on the show, active military men, that will not take a stand one way or the other. Because they're not allowed to, number one. And two is, look it, I fight for the freedom. I mean, we had a bunch of Marines in the studio one day who said, we fight for the freedom for all people to be stupid. Since 2014, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has been caught in political disarray when it came out that veterans were dying as they waited for care. Now, the Obama administration failed to solve the problem. President Trump has been trying to get someone in charge who'll take, I mean, this is a big animal. This is a big deal, seriously. So to do so, he nominated Dr. Ronnie Jackson, but Jackson was recently chased out, which is true. I mean, with of unsubstantiated allegations against him about prescribing sleeping pills to anybody who wanted them, right? I guess the Democrats didn't want somebody with that kind of integrity. I mean, when you really do the work, when you really pay attention to what's going on, the man was a good man, still is a good man. And if he was doing these sleeping pills, if he was giving out pills like crazy, he served under Obama. Why didn't anybody complain then? Why wasn't there a whistleblower then? I mean, the guy that turned the tide on him was there then and there now. Goes on to say, I'm flabbergasted about the sleeping pill accusations, said Greg Staub, author of Conquer Anything, A Green Beret's Guide to Building Your A-Team. As a career Green Beret, I found that having a healthcare professional prescribe something to help us sleep as we flew to complete dangerous missions overseas was normal. It's also common for U.S. officials to take something to sleep so they can be sharp when they land in a foreign country. Yeah, sleeping pills are so bad, right? Clearly, the left didn't want Admiral Jackson confirmed. Look, they were willing to overlook all kinds of stuff with their nominations when Obama was there. But under Trump, we're not going to have any of that. President Trump also came right back by announcing that he's nominating Acting Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie as intelligence officer in the U.S. Naval Reserve. He's going to have head the massive agency. I mean, the VA is a big agency. But there's a political fight over the future of the VA. I mean, this is a big money agency. They spend money all around them. When you start throwing money like theirs around, it has to become political because somebody wants some in their pocket. Now, the progressive left always seems to cast members of the military as tragic figures in film and popular culture, or they laugh them out of the conversation as jar-headed Neanderthals, you know? Really, they can't make up their minds. They act as if every military guy's got PTSD. I mean, I've always said this before. You look at every Democrat president that comes in, the first thing he does when he grabs the red pen is he starts lining out military money. You know, they portray our military men as being flawed and brutish and thugs of some sorts. And part of the reason cast these members of the military this way is all about politics. And they know that armed forces, when people go into the military, as time goes on, guess what they do? They vote more Republican than anything else. That's right. There's a higher percentage that vote Republican than Democrat once they get into the military. So if you can make fun of these guys, if you can make them feel bad, if you can make them look stupid, guess what? They feel disparaged. And other people start to put them down. And then they have no value. And that's just wrong. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. More on this on Inside the Break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I didn't take that many drugs. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Oh, man. You know what? If I don't know, if I had to do a time warp, if somebody said, Joe, you got to do this, I don't know where I'd go back to. Does time warp mean you have to go forward? You go backward, right?
You can go either direction.
Really? Can I go sideways? No.
Sure, honey.
No, seriously. I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. Anyway, always thanks for being with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You want to win the flag? You've got to keep emailing me. We haven't quite hit the number yet. It's a Grace Alley flag. You can find them at gracealley.com should you not win and want one. They're great flags, seriously. The embroidered stars. They're not printed. It's not printed material. It's a well-made, high-end flag. I really, really, really think you'd appreciate it. I really think you'd appreciate the quality and the fact that it's made in America. The fact that it's made by Americans. The fact that your money is staying here in this country. You know what I mean? Again, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. If you've been emailing us, sending me notes, keep sending them. We haven't hit the number yet. We were talking about how, what do you want to call it? They used to call it, there was a different day for this, Armed Forces Day, but it's the day we celebrate all the military as a whole. And it's like, you know, years ago, I remember this big controversy over the 4th of July, and, you know, the Democrats felt like the 4th of July. I thought this was really funny. It was a piece written by one of the leadership. They felt like the 4th of July was for Republicans. Because Republicans were all about waving flags, but they weren't about doing anything for the American people. The Democrats didn't care about waving the flag. They were all about doing stuff for the American people. It's like, really? I guess, what is it, illegals are Americans too? How does that work? What do they define American people as? Never got that. But they treat the military so terribly. They put them down as idiots. They almost treat them like, you know, their IQ is six below zero. And I think the right to conservatives, the right, whatever you want to call them, we generally hold our military up in high esteem. And not because we think they're smarter than us or better than us or anything along those lines. It's mostly because they're willing to go in harm's way to save other people. They're willing to go in harm's way to protect our freedoms. They're willing to go in harm's way to they're willing to go in harm's way to protect other people's borders. Right? I mean, think about it. They're actually willing to fight for something greater than themselves. The only safe space they have is a half a foxhole, maybe 2.5 feet deep. That's their safe space. They actually sign up to go to unsafe spaces. They don't sign up to go to safe spaces. I don't think they ask for little fuzzy stuffed animals when they're out there in the field being shot at. I mean, think about that. They're being shot at, and they go running towards these little snowflakes on college campuses. There's words they don't like. And they need a room to retreat to with something fluffy to pat. It's just amazing. And then we want to protect them even more. I mean, maybe that's the left's plan. Let's create a group, a whole group of people that can't protect themselves, let alone anybody else. Let's create a whole group of people that are so into themselves that they're going to make sure that themselves are okay first before anybody else. Right? And I love some people who laugh at these young men and women, you know, when they're in parades or they're doing, other things, because they think they look asinine in that uniform. They hate cops. But I'll tell you what, when the bullets start flying, when the crap's hitting the fan, those cowards run behind our military people. Protect me, protect me. Even though I've been making fun of you, even though I don't consider you a very smart human being, I actually think you're kind of dumb, I want you to protect me. The same thing with the police. You know, the police are brutes. They're nasty. They're lawless. They're terrible people until you need protection. And then you're willing to hide behind them. Then you want them to protect you. And you know what? They're such people of integrity. This is why the right holds them up in such high esteem. They're such people of integrity. They're such people of character that whether you spit in their face, call them names, no matter what you do to them, you know what they do? They still protect you. And I'll tell you what, you better thank the Lord above that it's them, because if it was me, I would sidestep that bullet. You have no value for me. You want me to have value for you? Ah, the progressive mindset. So anyway, when you think about the military bands, right, and some of the stuff that they do, yeah, it's awe-inspiring. And it isn't because the music just sounds good. When you understand what it takes to march in a band and play in key and in time, when you see those fighter jets come over your head in the stadiums and other places, When you realize that there's 2 feet between each wing, some of you sit there and go, well, that's so stupid. Why would they take that kind of chance with millions of dollars worth of equipment? Because they want to show you how well-trained they are. They want to show you how disciplined they are. They want to show you that perfection can be achieved. That they're willing to work hard to show you that perfection can be achieved. I learned something recently. I guess I knew it, but it really came home when I went to the funeral of a young serviceman, an Air Force guy. And the thing that excited him the most when he was at these air shows, he said it wasn't the flying he was doing and the stuff that they were doing and the adrenaline rush they'd get from doing it. It was when he got on the ground and he saw the young kids and how wide-eyed and excited they were and how he explained that they could do the same things. Didn't matter where they were in the country. Didn't matter what walk of life they came from, what color they were, where they were socioeconomically. They could do this. They could do the same thing he was doing. And it lit them up and it fired them up to want to be part of it. I mean, I can't imagine. I've never had the pleasure. I've never had the honor of having that happen where somebody looked at me and said, I want to do what you're doing. Like he did. Think about that. He was able to light up young kids, light up young people to give them something to shoot for, to help them find their passion. That is a blessing from above. But it takes somebody of character. It takes somebody of integrity. It takes somebody realizing that there's so much more out there than you. You are not at the top of the chain. I don't want to call it just a food chain because that's got a negative note to it. So when Armed Forces Day happens, we should be thanking a soldier. And not just on Armed Forces Day. We should be thanking a soldier every day. When you see them in a restaurant, if you got an extra $10 on you, buy his meal. Because there's times when these guys are in active duty, they don't get a decent meal. And I can imagine sitting in those I've not been there. I can only imagine, because I've not been there. But I can imagine sitting in those foxholes, sitting in those miserable places when it's 140, 150 during the day, and they got to carry 60 and 70-pound packs with them. I can imagine them sitting there going, why am I doing this? There are people that just don't appreciate this, don't know what we're going through. Why am I doing this? They're doing it because they're real men and women. They're doing it because they care. They're doing it not just because it's their duty, they were taught it was their duty. They're doing it. They're doing it for the love of country. And that's really what it boils down to. All right, we're up at the end of it. Guess what? Boy, he's persistent. Got to give him that, right? Ronald, you win. Ronald Blevins got the flag. Now, Ronald, what you have to do is send me an email with your address. Okay? We'll get the flag out to you as soon as we can. But you have to send me a picture of you with the flag. So you have to pose. I'm sure you can pose. And send me a picture of you with the flag. Make sure you're well attired when you do it. And anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Remember, you can help the cause. The conservative movement in Facebook, on social media, and other places have been hurt tremendously. Our stories get blocked. Our videos get slowed down. Some of you on Facebook right now know that's happening. 3 to 6 minutes to 10 minutes to whatever. And it would help. So head up to the website, click on Patreon. It helps you become a member of the team, member of the crew, member, and just help out. $5 a month, $10 a month. One time, $5,000 donation. I'll actually bring all the trinkets to your house. How's that? I'll deliver them personally. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe over the weekend. Don't do anything stupid because I really do want you back here with me. Ronald Blevins, send me your address. I'll send you a flag. You win. God bless. We'll catch you later.